All right, here we are with day two of the Get Slim series to kickstart your weight loss journey. I'm Kristen Noriega, registered dietitian and host of this podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. This is for you if you are getting started on your weight loss journey. If you've been wondering where to start, how to start, what to do, this Get Slim series is designed specifically for you, friend. Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend. Reheat your coffee. Get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive. Right. If you are not sure how this series is working, you want to go back and listen to the announcement episode so you understand what you're doing with the story, what you're doing with your memory verse, what you're doing with your journal, all the things. We're going to kick this episode off by addressing the elephant in the room, which is just feeling weak and powerless on your weight loss struggle. Sometimes it just feels like you have no control, like your efforts aren't going to make a difference no matter what. So that is why we're doing this slim approach today. We're starting with a story. It's an Aesop's fable called The Lion and the Rabbit. Once upon a time, there was a jungle ruled by a fierce lion. Every animal was afraid of his strength and cruelty. The animals had to obey all of his orders, even if they were harmed doing so. One day, the lion ordered all the animals and said, "To maintain the safety of your communities, every day one animal will visit my den and be my lunch." The animals were astonished, but they had no choice but to obey. They must listen, or he would kill all of them at once. In order to give their family members the best chance of survival, the animals started sending one animal day by day. The lion was living his best life, enjoying this effortless lunch, and the animals slowly were sacrificing themselves. One day, it was the hare's turn to submit himself to the lion's will. The hare was not ready to give his life away that easily. He made a plan and did not appear at the lion's den. The lion was furious and roared in anger. The hare showed up bravely the next day. Seeing him near the den's entry, the lion roared out, "Where were you?" The hare explained, "I was on my way, master. I was happy to be your meal, but I was chased down by another lion near the well in the jungle. I saved myself yesterday so I could come be your lunch today." The lion exclaimed, "What? Is there another lion in my territory? How dare he? Show me where he lives and I will kill him today." The hare pretended to be frightened and said, "Yes, master, I will take you there." The hare took the lion near the well in the jungle. He told the lion, "Look inside the well, master. That is where the other lion found me." The lion peeked in the well. Their water was still, and he saw his reflection, but he thought it was the other lion. The lion roared instantly, and the reflection roared back, but in a deeper voice because of the echo in the well. The lion roared again, and the other lion roared back. The king became impatient at this roaring match, and he jumped into the well to kill the other lion. But he didn't know how to swim, and he drowned. The hare saved all the other animals with his wit. The moral of the story? All one needs is to be patient and use his wit to come out of the situation. Use your wit when you are feeling weak and powerless on your weight loss struggle. You don't have to be the big lion. You can be the small hare. You can be scared. You can feel stuck and powerless. But if you come at this with a little bit of wit, it's all going to unfold a lot better. Here's your memory verse. Write this down. We're looking at Isaiah 40, verse 31. They that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. Write it down. Find it in your Bible. Highlight it. Write it as many times as you need to have this ingrained on your heart. You're not weak and powerless when you have God's strength. You won't grow weary. You're going to be just fine. Thank you for being here, friend. Send your prayer requests or questions over to me on Instagram at weightloss.wellmom. And share this with a friend. Let's make this a movement. We don't have to be submissive to current diet culture and this mentality of, you know, do it all on yourself and give it your own strength. We're doing this a different way. Bring your friends along. What do you think? All right, catch you next week.
Hey, friend, hold up real fast. Would you mind leaving a review? Open your phone and hit 5 stars and then the little pencil button and leave a review. You can be anonymous. You can create any sort of name you want. And this is going to help the show get to more women. This is going to help spread the messages that God has placed on my heart and has somehow ended up in your hands. We're here for a reason. Please leave a review and let's get this show into the hands and hearts of more women who need this in their lives. Your review is so appreciated. I can't tell you how much it means to me and how much it means to my family. I'm taking time out of my day, my life, to deliver this content to you, and I love it so much. To hear back from you means the world to me. Please leave a review, hit those 5 stars, and I'll catch you on the next episode.